Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you all, and thank you for tuning in live Prophecy Night, Prophetic Miracles. I'm your host, Prophetess Ellen Bynum. God bless you all in the switchboard and those that are listening live. I just want to once again apologize for Wednesday, December 2nd show. There was no network connection for me to retrieve the calls to give the callers a prophecy. But still, I was able to release the Word of God to all those that the Word concerned too. What I want to say first is that if you are on Facebook, you can find me at Ellen Bynum page, lowercase I. You can also email me at Gmail at Prophetic Miracle Ministries at gmail.com. I'm listening for the first time. I do have something that I do call a one-on-one private session, which is by appointment and also by seed offering only. If you are considering that and God has spoken to you to do so, you can email me at Prophetic Miracle Ministries at gmail.com. I'm going to open up the phone lines to area code 515. You do not have to give us your name. Just be briefly and straight to the point and your questions and how I can bless you on this evening. God bless you, area code 515.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. How can I be a blessing to you tonight?
Just wondering if there's anything that I can do to, I guess, encourage a relationship.
Wow.
With a certain person.
I like how you say that, encouraging, because that's exactly what he needs. There's a few things that he is dealing with, and I'm not going to say it over the air. You might not be aware of it, but being very supportive and being very patient and being very encouraging is going to help him. I see two different issues going on with him. I don't know if you are. Are you aware of them?
I have an idea. I think he just ended a relationship with someone. I'm thinking there might be an alcohol issue.
Oh, wow. Well, you said it, so I would take it because you said it, that I'm not exploring your privacy. The relationship has not ended, but it has ended with him.
Oh, how does that work?
And what I mean about that, I'm always going to speak to you where you can understand. What that means that he is done, but she's not done. And the stress is coming from her not being done and constantly looking for things that he doesn't want to give because he's done. And that's stressing him out because he is the type of person that he does care. He's not a mean, cruel guy where he's going to just leave you hanging. That's not who he is.
Oh, so he's done with the relationship, but she doesn't want it to be done?
Right, she's not done. She has a whole other issue going on with herself. And God is not leading me to talk about her other than she's not done, but he's done. And the drinking could be from the situation. So if you're
That's
done with the female, right, if you're done with the female, you don't call her. But because she's not done, that's not going to stop her from calling him. And being the type of person he is, he He's not going to just constantly ignore the call, let it go to voicemail, He's going to keep enforcing. They're not telling you not to call me. Why are you still calling me? But what he doesn't understand is that by doing all of that, it's still putting him back in the relationship. So if you love him and if you really do care, I think this is the perfect time to try to sit down and talk to him. Maybe he might open up to you and maybe not. But now what I'm going to say to you, I don't want you to become hurt behind this. So, yes, you're right. I think you should take this time to be encouraging and to be supportive and let things happen accordingly and not rush it or, as I say, put your 2 cents into what's going on and then escalate the situation to become bigger.
Okay. So once this is finally done, do you see potential for him and I eventually?
I'm very happy and I'm very proud of you asking me that question. And this is what I want you to understand. Someone's heart that has been wounded is a process in healing. And what I'm saying to you, slow down. Take your time. Do not rush into anything right now. Let him heal. Like I say, there was 2 issues. He has to be confined away from the drinking. So as I say, if you love him like you say you do, this is a time for support. This is a time for encouragement. And this is the time for you to show your love for him. Now, I'm not telling you to stay around, to be thrown to the curb, to be disrespected in any way. But if you love him like you say you do, this is the time that he does need the support. Okay?
Okay.
And one last thing I want to tell you. I see the state Phoenix around you. You have any connection with Phoenix?
I have family that live in that area.
When the last time you visit them?
About 1.5 years ago.
Okay. How is your mother?
My mother's good.
Okay. When the last time you spoke with her?
Yesterday.
Okay. I want you to spend more time in talking with your mother now and even for the new year of 2016. And I'm going to tell you why. She is so worried about you. And I want you to be honest with her. I want you to let her know what you're feeling. I want you to let her know what's going on. And I want you to be very truthful to her.
Okay. What is she worried about?
Well, you, period. Your life, different things you have experienced, different things you have been through. It's just a mother love for her children. It doesn't matter what age you are. A mother's always going to be concerned about their children. So I want you just to spend more time with her, opening up and communicating with her and not hiding anything. Let her know what you feel. Let her know what's going on. Let her know about your good days and your bad days because she is very concerned about you. And that's the word of the Lord to you, my dear.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay. You're welcome. And give my love to her and the family as well. Yes,
okay,
ma'am.
Thank you.
Okay, and thanks for calling into the show.
Thank you.
God bless you. Well, God bless you all. Again, I thank you for joining me on this hour. I thank God for that caller. Every code 816, I'll be opening the lines up for you. I'll speak with you. If you're just joining me, you know, this is how the power, or I should say the Spirit of God, works when he speaks to his prophet. Here, Prophecy Night, Prophetic Miracle, is really to be a blessing to people in a sense of wherever they may be at in their life, their ministry, or whatever may be going on. The whole purpose really is really for people to really see what great and awesome God that we hold to heart as true believers, I should say, in Jesus Christ, and that they may see that love and they want to get to know Him and to be saved as well. So there's a lot of things here that I want you all to understand, and even to those that are listening that is not in the switchboard. Area code 816, God bless you. And how are you this evening?
I'm doing well. How are you?
That's great. That's great.
Thank you.
You said that you're doing well.
Thank you for taking my call. Yes.
Excuse me?
No, I said thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome. You don't sound like you're doing well.
No, I'm fine. I called into the show that was Wednesday when you couldn't get in the switchboard.
Oh,
and
okay.
You gave some words, and I wasn't sure, if one of them applied to me or not. So I was just wondering, if you could give me any confirmation today.
Well, first of all, let me give you the word that was spoken, and you let me know which applied to you.
Okay.
Because the reason why I'm doing it that way, because it was still a prophetic release, and any time I prophesize like that, a lot of times the prophet may not know who the word is for.
I'd like
to say that it's a general prophecy. Fertility,
yes.
So that's you?
Yes.
Okay. Now, two things I see here.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing I see is the name Thomas. That could be first name, last name, middle name. No, not Thomas, Tommy. That's the name maybe they call him by. I don't know if that's the personal name, but I'm going to say Tommy. Does Tommy have any connection with you?
No.
Okay. Have you met a Tommy before?
No, not really. Not that I can recall.
Well, you say not really. What does that mean?
I mean, I can't really think of someone that I know named Tommy.
Okay. Well, just keep that name to mind. That person will be coming. I should say Tommy and Thomas, either or. You can always call back to the show and let us know. Keep that in mind. That could come to mind. Now, here's the thing that I want to ask you.
Mm-hmm.
Are you in a serious relationship with your partner?
Yes, I'm married.
Okay. All right. And how long have you guys been married?
5 years.
Okay. Now, I see you being the problem, and I'm going to tell you why I'm saying you, because I literally seen your wound.
Mm-hmm.
Are there anything going on with you that you can disclose that will not open up your personal privacy in regards to your female particles? Are you aware of that? Okay.
No, not that I'm aware of.
Okay, so when was the last time you actually went to your GYN doctor? Because that's
it's
something
been a
that
while.
You might... Okay, so that's what you need to do.
Because
I see something going on with your wounds. That could be your ovaries. That could be your fallopian tube. That could be any of those things. I want you to go check that out.
Okay.
First, explain to the doctor that you've been trying to conceive and things have been very hard. And you want to know what is going on. Make sure you bring your partner with you. Meaning your husband, so that he can partake with this. And also I want him to get checked out because I see what he has, a low sperm cell. And all of these things will have interference in conception and wanting to have a baby.
Okay.
Whenever you do conceive, your first child will be a girl.
Okay, I've heard that before.
Excuse me?
I've heard that before.
Okay, so prophecy, the word of God, simply brings confirmation. So everything
okay.
that I'm telling you has to be confirmed some way,
okay.
somehow. But now I want you to understand that you have been given specific instructions. Now,
okay.
if you don't fall by those instructions, then you can expect the prophetic word of God to be manifest. And that's a
okay.
lot of people's problem. They hear what
okay.
they want to hear. They take it and still do what they want to do. So those are the things that I see that's going on with you. And I thank you so much for letting us know that.
You gave a specific, you also gave a specific date, December 16th.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Wow.
Is that
so
the date
right.
that I'm supposed to go to the doctor?
Wow. That's prophecy. And I
yeah.
thank God for that word for you. And I just want you to try to let's be stressed out and you guys work together, support each other, and encourage each other, okay?
Okay.
And make sure you keep me posted.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
You're welcome, and God bless you as well.
God bless you, too.
Thank you. Well, if you join me this Wednesday, there was five words that God had given me, and that was one of them, fertility and conception and emotional and grandson and son and low self-esteem and mother's illness. So, you know, that's the word of the Lord. I'm going to just open up the lines to area code 347 and area code 832. Will be my last call that I'm going to take on prophecy night, unless God say otherwise. God bless you, area code 347. Area code 347.
Good afternoon. God bless you, Papa Vinyl. I just thank God for being on the line and see what God has to say for me tonight.
Wow, wow, wow. Wow. Well, you know what? Let me tell you something. I first thank God that you're a woman of age and that God has his hand upon you and that God has given you many, many more years to live. I'm first very grateful for that. I'm also asking God to touch your health, to touch your body, and to touch your mind, that you will be healed in 2016 from any condition which is trying to hinder or, how can I say, shortcut your life.
Mm-hmm.
I believe and trust God that any testing that you're going for this month, next month, or whenever, that not only you will find a good report, but that you personally will start believing and saying, I'm healed. I'm healed in Jesus' name. I'm healed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm healed. I'm healed in Jesus' name. I'm healed. I'm healed. I'm healed in Jesus' name. I still see you walking around at age 86. Okay? And that's a blessing
okay.
to be able to see that. What is on earth or what is in heaven, I see you walking around at 86. Now, the only thing, you kind of bent over. So that means you're up there of age. But, you know, I thank God for your life. I thank God for you. And God has his hands on you. And that's what you need to know.
Thank you. Thank you. God
okay,
bless you.
This, okay, God bless you as well. God is more than good. He's more than awesome. I'm going to open up the phone line. Area code 832. Before I do that, don't take the word you just received and just put it on the shelf. take it to God in prayer that it may be manifest, that it may come to light, that it may come forward as God has given it. Whoever this is for, and whoever I may be speaking to. Area code 832, God bless you tonight.
Good afternoon, God bless you. Thank God for you this morning. This afternoon, and I just thank God for everything that you are saying, everything that you are doing, and how you're going about helping people. It's a blessing. God has his prophet to do things for him, and you're a woman of God, and I just thank you and admire you so much, and listen to what God said that I have to say to me this afternoon. And God bless you.
God bless you. You know, I love you as well, too. And again, I thank you. I thank you. You know, something that you won't hear a lot of people say, you know, I'm just grateful that God has selected me to be here to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? A lot of times I need prayer, too. A lot of times I don't know. And I got to go to the Father. And sometimes he still won't say nothing. And I still won't know. But nevertheless, he is so awesome, and he's worthy to be praised. I want to see you for 2016. I really want to see you to walk in your new change and your new life. I think the last time I spoke to you, we talked about some things. And I'm going to tell you, and I didn't come direct like I did, but maybe that's what I need to do, is be more direct with you. You need to be free from your kids. And I know you love each and every one of them. And then let me tell you why I'm being direct with you tonight. Because you know what? You're so sick and tired, you didn't have enough. And a lot of times people don't understand. When you say you have enough, you go back to the same thing. You go back to the same thing. You go back to the same thing. But I see tonight that you are sick and tired of the mess.
Amen, amen.
And I say to you tonight, if you're sick and tired, whatever you got lined up for yourself in 2016, make it happen, get out, and don't look back.
Amen, amen. Thank God. Thank you, Lord.
Don't let that spirit keep you, because you deserve to be happy.
Yes, Lord.
You don't have a husband because of your kids.
Amen, amen.
And let me tell you something about that spirit. That spirit will kill what you have. That spirit will kill what you have. And this is not to say that you have bad children. No, I'm not saying that.
I understand
what
you're saying.
You did what you're supposed to do. Now you got to let go.
Amen.
If not, your life will be surrounded and be controlled by them.
Yes,
I want to see you free for 2016.
Mm-hmm.
It's not too late. You can get married again. If you want to get married, it can happen again. But in order for that to happen, you're going to have to be away from them.
Amen, amen.
And lastly, it's to the point. I know you're going to say, Papa's buying them. I can't do that. Sometimes you need to let the call go into voicemail.
Amen, amen.
If they're not dying and everything is okay,
yes, Lord.
Let it go to voicemail. Let me tell you something.
Amen.
Let me tell you this, caller 832. You didn't carry the burden long enough, and all it has done is kick you in your butt and pull you further back.
My
and it's your time and your season to be free. Amen?
Amen. 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 And I thank you so much for that, Prophet Bina. And you don't know how that I thank God for you. I also think about you. You know, you know you was all right with me, and you know that. So I just appreciate that you infer the things that I had thought and thought about myself. And like I said, I know soon I just have to wash my hand and just go and be in peace because I want to be happy because I deserve it. And
yes,
I just thank God for you, and I thank God for you sharing it with me, letting me know that what I had already, God had already shown me himself. And I just thank you for confirming that in my life. And you know that God said hi and he looks low. And just like you said, it's time sometimes just let it go to a voice message. Don't even answer and don't even be bothered with it. And I just thank God for you. And God bless you.
Yeah.
And thank you so, so much, honey. I love you, dear.
And I love you as well. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. God bless every caller. All right, 3-2. We have 4 minutes and about 13 seconds left in the segment show, and I know for a fact that I'm not going to stay the whole time. But I want to say this. If we are really looking, expecting God to do something in your life for 2016, not only do you have to go into the new year with that attitude, believing and trusting God, but you have to have your heart open for change. Between now here and December 31st, you probably can hear every prediction for 2016. And let me tell you something, not to say that any of those predictions are not accurate. I want a blessing. Or 2016 is my year for blessing. 2016 is my year for prosperity. And the list goes on and on. All of that may be true, but your heart has to be set for change. And then your spirit has to be obedient to the change. And that's going to be the key for 2016. And let me just ease somebody's mind that's listening. There's somebody, not even in the switchboard, there's someone that's listening live, and your heart is still hurting from what happened in St. Bernardino, California, with the shootings and those that have lost their lives. Let me help your spirit tonight. It's not just that location. Too many locations of people are losing their lives. Children are dying. Adults are dying. People are getting executed. People are being blown up with bombs and explosives. It is time for us to face the fact, and I say this before, that we are in our end times. And I need you to understand that God does not bring that destruction, but the destruction from this evil world brings upon what we read and what we are seeing on the news tonight. This is not a good world. This is a wicked world. This is a world of darkness. And there are going to be a time that Christ will return to the earth to show himself to every soul. And at that time, if your life has not been with him, or you have surrendered your life unto him, you will be lost and you will not be saved. So be not conformed to the things of this world, because what we are seeing is also a distraction. And I say to you before, it is not time to pray. That's wrong. That's the wrong slogan. It's time we pray. And that's the right slogan. And it's time for us to really be serious and thank God that we are still here in our right minds to be able to pray for people, to pray for ourselves, and to be a blessing to others. I want you all to join me here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tonight's segment show, I had to start 6:30 because I had prior engagement. I want to say this quickly, and I'm going to disconnect. I see area code 706 here, and I can't open up the lines because I have to be obedient to the Holy Spirit. But I want to say to you is that I see you traveling. I see you traveling to more than one place. So I want you to pray tonight to ask God to give you wisdom and knowledge so you can move forward in the right direction that he's calling you to. So I want to thank all those that are in the switchboard, all those that are listening live. God bless you, and I love you. And if you miss any part of this broadcast, just go right back in the archive, and you can retrieve it. God bless you all.